Well, let's move on to the next part of this as soon as I think of it. Yeah. We're at 1 hour 15 minutes so far. So we have a 2 hour cap off limit. We can't really go beyond
Okay.
2 hours. Come on.
Why is that?
Well, who the fuck would
Oh,
listen
you're
to
right.
us?
Yeah, you're very right. What else were we going to? Oh, I was gonna plug that game that I started.
Yeah, plug that game.
Crap, I should have done that at the beginning when people were still listening.
I'll put this at the beginning of the next part when I separate them.
Okay, the name of the game is either Nomic or Gnomic, depending on how you prefer to pronounce it. It's up to you, I think. It's a pretty cool game that I started on the boards, and I'm plugging it now because I want y'all to join it. You too, Rick. Come on, come on.
I'm going to. I've been busy really a lot lately and I haven't been able to read about it. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
I just started it like 3 hours ago, Rick.
Oh, well. There was another thing you're doing. The
Oh,
card
that
game?
was the card game, yeah, which actually we haven't been talking about outside the staff board, but
Yeah, we're working on a bunch of shit. You guys don't know that.
yeah,
Me
we're
and Krem
working
actually
on
do shit as
doing shit.
admins.
Yeah, once in a while. Anyways, yeah, you should join that Nomic game. It's a pretty cool thing. It's a game about making rules for the game.
That sounds interesting.
Okay, Rick, you're someone who's never heard of it, so I'll try and explain it to you, the layman.
All right.
In Nomic, the primary activity of the game is creating the rules for the game. Basically, you've got your list of players, and they all take turns, and on their turn, they propose a new rule for the game, and the other players vote on it, and either the rule is passed or not passed.
Yeah.
And then we've got, our list of rules going, and we're just taking turns making rules on voting and voting on them, and we just started recently. I've only proposed my first rule so far, but you should all join because it can be a pretty awesome game.
Sounds a lot
There
like
have been
Calvin
games of
Ball.
Nomic. That's kind of what it was based on somewhat, as well as the United States Constitution and its ability to amend itself.
Yeah, 'cause those are
But
both exactly alike. When I think in the Constitution, I'm like, fuck Calvin Ball. The score is oogie to boogie.
we need to make Congress wear the masks, though.
Yeah. And all like, you know what? I would kill to see Congress start pelting each other with, dodgeball.
And those little cricket mallets, croquet
The
mallets.
if I'm remembering Congress properly and how the building is, it might be the Senate, I'm not sure, but it would be perfect for paintball.
Huh.
Yeah,
I've
really.
actually been there.
You have? What's it like?
Pretty boring. I can see why nothing gets done there. It's not inspiring at all. It's
Everybody
kind
brings Game Boys.
of Yeah, it's one of those places where everybody brings I had my Game Boy when I went, and
I can picture my senator
fucking
playing Game Boy.
Pokemon Ruby, What was I saying? Nomic. It's a pretty awesome game. The thing is, there have been games of Nomic played on the
Mailbag.
internet that have actually lasted over periods of several years.
Yikes.
There was one Nomic that was the longest running one ever was started in 1993, and is still going today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And so the one starting on the Daily Pos, we could have it POS. Geez, need to figure out the pronunciation of that for real, but.
Yeah,
We
you're
could
only an
still have ours
admin.
going, we could still have ours going 4 or 5 years down the line from now, so that's why I think it's a cool game.
While we're on the subject of cool POS things, which I do agree, this Nomic thing sounds pretty cool. I'm thinking of making a POS choose your own adventure type thing with
Awesome.
HTML, whereas you would read a little bit of the story, and then click an option, and it'll load a page, and the page will give you more options or let you die or whatever your choices led you to. So it'll be not unlike those Goosebumps choose your own adventures. Only I'm thinking of setting the setting around a quote-unquote Rick Spade adventure, so it's a mystery.
Ooh, so you're gonna, let's see, reimagine Shotgun Reborn, Reborn, Reborn?
I might re-envision the entire trilogy we were working on. Because we were working on a trilogy that people don't know of.
redo the original trilogy so that it's closer to your original vision.
Yeah, I actually had a vision. Everybody else was posting random bullshit, and I'm trying to write a story around it. You know,
Yeah.
that was
It
kind of
was
hard to
meant to be a
do.
solo project all along.
I can't believe that got done, to tell you the truth.
That was pretty amazing. Shit, why can't we do that again?
Because we're lazy. I would
Anyways,
totally.
with what you're saying about the choose your own adventure thing, I don't know whether I should or not, but I'm gonna mention that story that we tried writing a few months back on writing.com or something, where they actually have like an interface for making choose your own stories, and you can have multiple people working on the same story. And we were trying to do one based on the Daily Poss, and we had like a few people working on it. It was Auntie that started it. And it was a pretty cool little story, except only like two or three people actually wrote anything, and then it just sort of died after about a week.
I love that idea. I really wanted to work on it, but then that whole you got to get a job soon thing kind of cropped up, so I just got swamped. And I was really, that was one of the main, out of everything we've missed out on finishing up, there's like that Shotgun Trilogy and the Posse magazine thing are the things that I really am pissed that we never really finished.
Oh yeah.
Because though that would have been awesome, that Choose Your Own Adventure. So maybe we should work on that, me and you, and maybe Ben, and I know Auntie will supply some stuff, but
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna
I
do
was yeah, I
the
was thinking
yeah.
I was thinking let's try an interactive fiction just you and me, Rick.
You know what? I think after I've read your writing, I think we could definitely do it.
We could.
I
Our
still
styles
want
of writing would probably work pretty well together.
to. Well, yeah. You know what? More's gotten done since we came in charge. Then probably the past year before that. So that's shocking.
Probably, yeah.
Besides, like, the site getting changed over and so redoing designs and stuff, which is where he
Yeah.
shines, I think, personally. Soaps.
His graphic design is very good.
Yeah, he's very good. I'd never have the patience to do that shit.
Yeah. It's like pixels, jeez.
Well, what was it that you said that you were like PHP was trying to kill you or something?
Oh yeah.
But yeah.
PHP is the big PHP is the big burly black man in prison, and I am Isao Chronos.
Yeah. Oh boy. That's gonna be a popular euphemism from now on. I hope you know.
Yep.
An analogy of the ages. But
If anybody has actually listened to what we're saying this far.
you know, Static and Star Kirby listen pretty religiously to all this bullshit that we do.
Out of pity, probably. I don't know.
Yeah. Static only does it because
You
she
know,
knows
one
better.
thing that, you know, Rob never listens to this stuff.
You know, that's a bullshit. Fuck you, Rob.
I
Fuck
have no
you.
idea why, but Rob, he never listens to this stuff. He's never watched any of the videos or listened to any of the interviews or podcasts or anything.
Well, a
I don't
lot
know
of it
what the
has to
heck it
do with
is with
his
that.
connection, you know.
Oh yeah, that's true. He has the shit connection, but well, this is just an audio file. This will only be a
A
couple
hundred
dozen
megabytes when we're
megabytes.
done. For Wally, that's an overnight download.
Oh well, poor guy.
Well, then he'll just have a lot to rediscover once he gets a decent connection.
I guess so.
For now, we can make fun of him. Ha 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 ha.
Straw Hat Robbie, you never heard this.
You don't even own a straw hat, motherfucker.
Hey Rob, I heard you like Mudkips, and not in an ironic fashion.
Ooh. Hey Rob, I could totally arm wrestle you off a table.
Hey Rob, I am a table.
Wow, that takes me a bit to dis to figure out the meaning.
That was probably the quickest thing I'll ever say.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll move on to another thing. Let's talk a little bit more on future website ideas that we'll probably never finish.
Did you just call me a moron?
No. I said we'll talk more on the stuff we'll never finish.
Oh, right, sure, and compensate after the fact. Sure, sure.
Moron.
Did you just call me a...
Yes, I did. Let's keep going. You're short.
Man.
You're short.
You have long, flexible legs.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
Nah.
Was that a shudder of disgust?
I bet I could fry an egg on them curly eyebrows of yours.
Dartboard eyebrow. Pirate A. That was the funniest thing Zoro's ever said.
Yeah.
We'll move on, though. We'll stuff away from stuff nobody else gets. We should really talk about stuff people get. Not crazy in-jokes.
We should... You know what? I'm gonna hire, I'm going to commission Auntie to do a crappy composite drawing of me.
Why?
That would be funny.
I'm still wondering why Static or Auntie or anybody hasn't done a new POS group photo.
Ooh. Ooh-hoo.
That needs to happen.
That should happen. I actually saw our old one on the internet just today, and... That little creme guy. He looked so hard.
You need to put that little creme guy up again. He was cool. He's a nice avatar for creme.
That little Shamir recolor.
You know what? As soon as we're done with this, I'm gonna change my profile to 16-year-old Rick, and you can be 12-year-old creme, and we'll go get old images of ourselves or old things we used to have up for avatars, and we'll just be our past selves.
I couldn't do that right away, though.
That sucks.
Well, I can't do any of those massive changes to my profile or anything because I have to keep that Rob avatar.
Yeah. How long?
I have to keep the Wally avatar.
For how long?
Still not sure. Might be a while.
Why do you keep that shit up anyway?
Because any time we get a new person, it just throws them off so bad. It's great.
Or did you just name yourself Rob?
See, they don't even know the difference. They just think that that's what I look like, and they have no idea. I think I had Yoshi thinking that for several months.
Poor noobs. You're just tormenting them.
He thought that was what I look like, and then he saw those pictures of Rob as Rob, and he said, "Wait a minute.
Ain't that crap? You're
that other guy." And his head exploded or something.
You're just mean to our new guys. Mailbag. So...
Oh, you've had your fun.
So, anyway, we'll move swiftly along. Which we never do, I just kind of say that.
Yeah. Just to make it seem like...
Yeah, our conversations kind of plod along at a certain pace.
It reminds me of, what was his name? Oh, Cecil Portesque.
Yeah, like I know that.
You don't remember Cecil? The Duke of Dead Air?
Well, no, but you are like, it reminds me of that one guy, and I'm thinking... Okay, what guy? He hasn't given me any clues. It must be about Poss. What guy
Cecil?
Is he talking about? And then you're like, Cecil. And I'm like, I don't know fucking Cecil.
You don't remember him?
Not really.
But he was one of the funniest might have been John Flansburgs ever.
Well, I can't remember. I especially
you sure
can't
are
guess.
That they might be giant times.
Well, how am I supposed to guess when the only clue is that guy?
Okay, the guy who was the alleged DJ on the They Might Be Giants podcast.
Oh, there, yeah, remember. I remember that guy. Cecil.
Yeah. Hey, Rick.
What?
I'm Homestar Runner.
That sounds really suggestive, so let's just keep going. Don't
that,
use your race
you know,
voice with
be,
me, son.
That could be a Coral Mayhem right there. That's an idea for a Coral Mayhem.
Melted butter?
Because I've seen some fan art of Homestar Runner characters that I don't think quite fit in with the creator's original vision, to say the least.
Well, I don't think that Calvin and Hobbes stuff really fit in with the creator's original vision either.
Hey, you're spoiling it for him. Oh, well.
No, well, everybody knows there's going to be...
Spoil it from him come time, you know.
But... No, they know that it's going to be... There's going to be something about Calvin and Hobbes, but I've found something that is infinitely worse for the ending.
Like, worse than what I've already seen, or...
Worse than everything you've seen. I didn't show it to you.
You haven't shown it to me yet?
No, but I don't think I'm going to either, though. I'm going to let you just sit and wait.
But how can it be worse than what you've already shown me?
Because you have to really look at it to understand. It's like one of those images that your brain can't instantly comprehend. You have to kind of look at it and go, oh.
I might ask you to show this to me, because I mean, I can't imagine it getting much more bottom of the barrel than what you've already shown me.
Well,
so.
That's bottom of the barrel. This is underneath the barrel.
This is like those little worms crawling around in the dirt underneath the barrel.
This is molten core of the earth. Directly
no, come
underneath
on,
the barrel.
Send it to me.
No, you gotta wait. You gotta wait like everybody
no,
else.
No, come on. But my brain. But I'm gonna have to imagine it now, and you don't know how much worse that is.
Yes, I do. That's why I'm doing it to you.
What is it? How can it be bad?
Well, it's something childhood-related. That's all I'll give you.
Well, I know that. What kind of childhood?
Childhood that watches TV. Childhood.
Oh.
It's everything
Wait.
We're doing is... this isn't much of a spoiler, but this everything we're doing is childhood-related. The theme of this Coral Mayhem is just the worst shit related to childhood memories you'll ever see.
Huh.
Just the kind of shit you're like, what kind of decent human being draws this? And then you're like, oh yeah, this isn't decent human being. This is fucking crazy bullshit. And
you
then,
think the people draw that stuff just for the purpose of ruining other people's childhoods?
Well, you know...
That's an interesting concept. That they don't actually have a fetish for the stuff themselves. They just take pleasure in spoiling it for good, decent people like us.
I thought that until I saw this one artist's entire library of stuff. There must be 100 image plus of just the worst
he
shit.
He could still be very prolific, even if it is ironic.
That would be Akuma-level dedication to horrible things.
That would be. Oh, jeez.
The guy, I cannot imagine how much time that person put into getting... I can't even talk
why,
about
why
it.
Why do our podcasts always end with discussion of Coral Mayhem, is what I want to know.
I've asked myself that with Ben and Auntie and everybody I've talked to on and off these podcasts and interviews, and they're like, because we're horrible people.
It always just sort of naturally flows towards Coral Mayhem.
Flows is not the proper word, please.
Well, no, it's sort of like... It's sort of like the geography of the world and its oceans in One Piece, and how you've got the four different oceans, and they all sort of flow towards Reverse Mountain.
Yeah.
And eventually the Grand Line.
So you're saying if water flows downhill, it flows towards Coral Mayhem?
Yes, it's very right. It flows downhill.
And Coral Mayhem is the bottom of the hill.
Coral Mayhem is... The large pit, yes.
Coral Mayhem.
It's the horrible mining experience. It's the horrible mining experiment going wrong.
Yeah, we've delved too deep. The Balrog is popping out now, and its name is Coral Mayhem. Its name is Bad Ditto Bad .gif.
I'm glad you can pronounce Balrog right, Rick.
Yeah, but well, I've seen the documentaries on the actual. Lord of the Rings thing. That's another good topic conversation. I wonder if you've seen this. You know those DVD sets of the Lord of the Rings?
The extended ones that are like 24 hours long each if you include all the documentaries, which I know because I own them and I tallied them up myself using pencil and paper. Oh yeah.
Those are awesome!
I know!
My friend has them and I sat down and I taped every single one of them. I taped all the background
Me too,
stuff.
Except I just have the DVDs, but yeah, that's how I spent, let's see, what year was it? I think that's how I spent the entire first half of 2004.
Just watching those?
Just watching them, yeah.
I like some of the behind the scenes stuff on how they make the miniatures or the bigatures or whatnot.
Yep.
Those are fun times. Me and my dad
That would
both.
be a cool job.
Yeah, that's the kind of job that I'd like to do someday. Something that's enjoyable. You know, there's so much talent in the daily POS that is just unused.
We could start, trying to figure out a way to make money off of Coral Mayhem, I guess.
I could make money off of the dailypos.org right now. I just put up pop-ups on the front page or the Coral Mayhem page or the actual pages like that. Or hell, even at the bottom of the forums, just put a little Google thing on and it'll load each time. That'll make us money, but
Yeah.
you know, I just don't like the idea of putting pop-ups and stuff on the site. It kind of ruins the appeal of the reason why I went there.
Yep.
That's a very interesting discussion. I want to get your thoughts on actual advertising on the site.
No.
You don't want it? No, not pop-ups, but little icons at the bottom, like those Google links.
No.
You see, I think it would be fun to do it just for like 1 month and put it at the bottom of Coral Mayhem and see what it links to.
There's an idea. Just do it on the Coral Mayhem page.
Because I just love to see what Google digs up for that.
That I'll agree with.
I'll talk to Soap about
Really?
that right now.
All right.
Make a
Yeah,
PayPal account for us.
that's not a bad idea. I was gonna say, to do ads for the whole site, it's just $120 a year. We can cover it, but yeah, just do it on Coral Mayhem. I'll go with that.
That's probably our most viewed page. I've looked at our page stats before. That's our
Yeah.
one of our most viewed pages is Coral Mayhem. Which really
Well,
says
is it with the
something.
internet?
If you're not counting the forums, I mean, our most viewed pages are all on the forums, but Jesus, tap dancing Christ, how many people view Coral Mayhem? Because you figure
It's
Ben tells all his
probably
friends.
all those Google bots getting off to it, probably.
Little Google bot penises.
They don't call it Google for nothing.
Ooh, goo. Go. Why does this conversation always end at this? Wasn't I just talking about something innocent and Crown's like, LOL perversion?
Nobel Peace Prize.
See, you're the one who makes these conversations end at that.
Now it happens with everybody you said.
Mostly with you.
Oh. It's not my fault. It's just the water
Don't drink the
running.
water.
The stream.
Well, with Ben, mostly I talk about rape. Because I don't know why, but it's always funny to hear that guy say rape in his big old
With
deep
Ben, it's
voice.
not necessarily. With Ben, it's not necessarily flowing water that you want to use for the analogy. It's more of like the Everglades.
Goodness, what's wrong with you? Ben is the kind of guy who will call over his mother and say, "Hey, Mom, look at this," to Coral Mayhem. And
Good
she'd
old
be
Ben's
like,
mom.
"You're off the computer next week," and that's where he is right now. He's not on the computer because his mom saw Coral Mayhem.
That's a reasonable guess.